Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask you a different question. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far instantaneously. Also, we have our blog is there. The newsletter is there. Please subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. We've got hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members you can check out and go to their websites. You can read articles, listen to archives. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something that you can do there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joe Cleary is with us. Joe, you built this hotel, didn't you?
We did.
Harvey Builders, folks. Joe's back. He's executive vice president of Harvey Builders, one of the owners of the company. Bought it from Mr. Harvey.
Uh-huh.
When we first met, he was still alive.
Yes.
And I always like invoking his name because I know what a great leader he was. I know what kind of a person you are, and the business person you are today. A lot of it's because of Mr. Harvey, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You learned a lot from him.
He was he's a brilliant guy, very detailed, an amazing estimator, and estimating is the backbone of our
industry. That's right.
And then very generous also.
Yeah.
Very kind.
I never met him, but hearing you and others talk about him, and so therefore, you know, I always like, we need to remember those people because those are the kind of folks that you and I need to be more like. And we all need to strive to do that. Joe, in the previous segment, you were talking to us about what you're seeing out there, and you were really giving us a good report on the construction industry, especially the commercial industry. And I mentioned the hotel, folks. I mean, the Woodlands Marriott here in Woodlands, Texas, at the Administrative Small Business Classic, where we're celebrating this week again, the seventh year in a row. And it's a beautiful hotel. Joe's company built it, and a lot of things. You built the administrative building, and a lot of construction around here. You guys are responsible for. But you're traveling. You're doing in other parts of the country as well. And so you're out there seeing what's going on. You know the national bids that are coming in. You got to get a chance to bid on those and everything. One of the things you said to me though was that when you talk to people, they're not hiring. And that was one of the points you made to me off the air and then on the air. Talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing and why you think that's the case.
Well, we firmly believe that businesses in general, whether real estate, construction, or oil and gas, in the downturn here, the recession we've just gone through, had laid off a lot of people, but they were still generating business. And they learned how to be more efficient with the people that they have. More productive. So they're not hiring. And until the top line begins to really rise, we don't think that we're going to see significant job growth.
Are companies looking around? See, I've had this theory that I posed a number of times in the last few years, actually, and that is something I call a casualty list. If your company has laid off folks, or if you haven't, regardless, if you've got a group of folks – and you're trying to squeeze a little more productivity out of them without hiring this person. All small business owners do that.
Right.
We stretch to we can't stretch anymore. But you've got to look around and check your position with your people, don't you, so that you don't create a casualty list.
Exactly.
Are you seeing that at all? Are you getting the feeling that I mean, are people just so glad to have a job they're just not complaining or they're sucking it up? What's happening? You see what I mean? Is this where the employment really should be, or have we laid off too many people?
There may be a fair balance. Now, 9.8% unemployment is not fair. It's not good.
Right.
It's not good for the economy at all. There are too many people on the entitlement programs. Mm-hmm. And until small business can begin generating jobs again, and they are the engine
That's right.
for job growth.
That's right.
We're going to see this issue with people being stretched. I know for a fact that our son, who just came out of business school, he 1 week 2 weeks ago, he worked 120 hours. That's a lot of hours in 1 week.
That's almost as much as a small business owner, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
But and he probably even got paid, though, when a small business owner might not.
Well, he's getting paid a nice salary, but he's not getting paid by the hour. But until the capital structures open back up for the small business folks, we're not going to see significant job growth.
Well, I think it's also a lot of uncertainty. It's not just the capital, Joe. I talk to small business owners, and they say, you know what, till I know what my taxes are, till I know how much health care is going to cost me, I'm not going to put any more people to work.
Yeah, that's very true. And without significant job growth, we're not going to have – the housing industry is going to continue to suffer.
Right.
And when the housing industry suffers, there's no follow-up development behind the housing,
right.
Retail, commercial, and then medical.
Mm-hmm.
And so our cycle has really been impacted.
Yeah.
We're really not sure. And we're going into a strategic planning session here in 2 weeks.
Your company?
Our company.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main question we're asking every one of our operations, we have Washington, D.C. and Central Texas and Houston, is simply, what will generate job growth in your area?
Mm-hmm.
Which industries? Why?
Mm-hmm.
If we can answer those questions... if Harvey Builders can answer those questions or get the information on that, then we can make some good business decisions, and maybe hire some more people.
Right. And how much is your employment down from 3 years ago?
Well, interestingly enough, it's only down about 10%.
That's pretty good.
It is. Our volume from 2 years ago is down 30%.
Interesting.
But the projects that we have taken on in the last 2 years.
But that means your profitability has been impacted, doesn't it?
Profitability has been – fees are down because of competitiveness, and profitability is because of the amount of resources we have.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk about Joe's world with regard to structural unemployment and cyclical unemployment. Tintail, stay with us.
It's gone, and I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.